Hello.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi again. Yes, hello.
Hi, Bobby. This is Nadine with Local Splash. We spoke briefly yesterday.
Yep.
I think you were...
I remember. Yes.
I think you had your daughter with you. You were headed to the gym.
Yep.
I didn't know if this was still going to be a good time for you, though.
Yeah, it should be fine. I guess, you know, I sort of thought about things, and the only question really I could come up with is, how long am I bound to this? More or less?
Great question. Like,
yeah.
What's my commitment? Absolutely.
Right.
So we're going to definitely ask you to at least stick it out 2 months. Okay. We call it a 2 month
verbal
agreement.
No, absolutely. Okay.
You pay monthly.
I was thinking like I was going to be locked in for like at least a year or something.
Oh, no. I mean, listen, we have programs like our finance department. They offer you programs where, like, let's say you want to pay for 3 months or 6 months or for the year. Those are what we call prepaid, right?
Okay.
But we have those, but your option too is always paying month to month. And we're not asking you to commit any longer than 2 months because, as you know, with Google, nothing ever happens overnight. So we just say stick
it
out 2 months.
Well, no, exactly. Yeah. I just want to see, like, exactly like how many more calls I might be, but right. So just like test the waters, so to speak. What else? Oh, I lost my train of thought.
It's okay. You sound like me yesterday. I was like talking to my husband and all of a sudden I went blank and he's like, okay, I'm waiting.
Okay. So, like, will I be assigned a person more or less to like kind of like work with me and like.
I'll tell you the whole process.
Okay. All right.
I'll go
ahead
with you. Okay.
Lay it on me.
So typically, I'm what's considered the lien on the account. You're always going to have my contact information because I like you to have it just for your own records. From the point that you and I create the account, we're going to schedule a client interview, which is the most important appointment because that interview is going to take about 30 to 40 minutes. We block out an hour, but you're going to speak with one of our technicians, and that's where really the magic is going to happen.
Okay.
From the client interview, the clock is ticking. Okay.
Okay.
So within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. You also will receive your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live. Those are up and running. Okay. And I know you mentioned someone is already building your website. And I think if I'm not mistaken, that should be pretty soon that it'll be completed, right? The website.
No, it's been completed for like 6 months at this point. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So we want to make sure that your website also be attached where you're being promoted. Okay.
Right.
Now, as far as like with the local listing, right? The Google verification and all that. We give the timeline of 30 to 45 days. That will always be our promise. Always. Many times though, I've seen it happen sooner. Okay. So that's how the whole timeline is going to work. Now, here within our company, you're going to have the number to our customer service department, which I make sure that you also save that in your contacts. There's going to be a team here within our company. We do not outsource it. Everything is done in-house. You would contact them with any updates, changes, questions, concerns regarding your account. Now, let's just say, okay, let's say for whatever reason, it's something urgent. You cannot wait. You need to talk to somebody. Okay. You can call me. I cannot make the change, right? But what I can do on your behalf is send them a message and just say, hey, it's urgent. He can't wait for someone to return his call. I need someone to call him ASAP, right? The next available person. So that way at least someone can get in touch with you. But I will tell you this, we pride ourselves in our customer service to be very attentive to our clients.
Yep.
And we help you along the way. Okay.
Yep.
So that's the process.
Okay.
That's a mouthful, right?
Yeah. No. I was just, I just wanted to make sure, like, you know, I had someone to talk to.
No, absolutely. And these are excellent questions. And let me tell you, let's just say later on down the road, you decided, I don't want to do this anymore. You know what I mean? I just want to part ways. The only thing that we're going to ask from you, Bobby, is just make sure you at least call 3 business days before the billing is due. So that way you're not charged. Okay.
Right.
So that's all we ask. And we part as friends. Google Business Profile is your page. Everything is still yours. You're the full ownership of it all. Okay.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. So, I guess, let's get set up. Are you in front of a computer?
You don't need to be in front of a computer right now. I mean,
no,
if you prefer,
are you in front of a, are you in front
I am.
Of a computer?
I am.
You want to take a look at my website and see what they kind of created
yes,
for me?
Please. I'd love to look at it.
All right. So it's very, very simple, but it's www.bugs, and then Zapper is going to be spelled ZAPR.com.
Okay. That was, you know, it was so funny. I was trying to look for it last night, and I'm like, it must be spelling. It must have a unique spelling. Oh, my gosh, they did an excellent job on this.
Yeah,
wow.
I paid for that logo. I did that.
I love the logo.
Yeah, yeah. So another thing this company does, they're called APNA. I forget what state they're based out of.
Uh-huh.
But they kind of do like a logo roulette where they, you know, they have people, website designers, graphic designers, and
right.
it took me quite some time to land on this little guy.
I remember
when I was going back to business school, some of those Fortune 500 companies,
uh-huh.
they were talking about spending like tens of thousands of dollars on the logos they create. I'm like, oh my God. So I paid like $200 for him. So,
no way.
Yeah.
You were probably thinking like, oh my gosh, this is going to cost me an arm and a leg. They did an excellent
yeah.
job. I love the logos. Let me tell you, I love the colors because they pop out,
yeah.
right?
Yep. Yep.
What I love about it is it loads up quickly. That is one thing I'm going to tell you, Bobby. I see websites all the time, and sometimes these websites are like lagging, or all of a sudden, like, because I have certain securities on my laptop, right? And it's of course because of our company, you know, we don't want to be hacked either, but I will tell you this, I have come across websites where it's like, oh my Lord, it's like taking forever to load, or it's, and the amount of money that they spend on them. And I think, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And they don't even have
yeah.
the SSL certificate, which kind of protects from their information being taken. Right. So they did an excellent job. Let them know that. It looks really, really good. Not too busy. Gets to the point. You know.
Yeah, I wanted it to be a little busier because I kind of gave them, you know, like three or four different local pest control companies their websites, and they're like, oh,
uh-huh.
like, that's going to cost, you know, XYZ. I'm like, my budget's right around $3,000. So they did this all for $24,000. So I was
well, they did
really
a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You should be. They did an excellent job.
Yeah.
So I want to send you everything in writing, okay?
Okay.
I see that there is an email showing on your website. I don't know if this is the one that you want me to send it to. It's bbby141@aol.com.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. I don't know how you deal with bugs. I cannot stand them. If there was a water bug in my house, my husband's like, you need to kill it. And I'm like, you're the man. You get up and kill it. You know? Especially
yeah, yeah.
with the rain that we've been having in California. Oh,
yeah.
man. You have no idea. There are so many mosquitoes right now and flies. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, too bad I'm not in California.
I know. Too bad. I'd be like, I need you to go. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Don't open the doors or shut the door real quick when you go out. I'm always telling the grandkids because they like to – I don't know why kids do that. They just leave the door wide open.
Yeah, have you ever considered getting like a mosquito program at your house? Like,
I was gonna look into it because I've been hearing about it, but I think what's going on too is because here's what I think is happening, and my husband discovered it. So one of his buddies left tires in our backyard.
Yes. Yep. Yep. There you go. Yep.
Guess what happened? Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Tarps. Yeah. Anything that can hold water for more than 3 days. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, so immediately we got rid of those. So hopefully that'll help the problem a little bit. But yeah, I've heard about those type of programs. I might look into it still just to be safe, you know?
So the last licensing I got was actually my mosquito and biting fly. Just
uh-huh.
because, you know, we'd heard like a lot of growth in that area. And now my dad's been doing this for over 30 years. He's only ever had his general pests and his rodent and also termites.
Okay.
So no one, not my father, my brother also worked for my dad for many, he's significantly older than me, my brother.
Yeah.
But so anyways, no one knew anything about mosquitoes. So I just took it upon myself. I studied for about a year's time before I went and took the license. And, you know, discovering lots of this, we sat down with some of our pesticide distributors. And one of them was, they go by the name of Syngenta. So they manufacture a product called Demand CS. And basically, you know, what they had found, and then this was awesome just to learn about all of this stuff, like, you know, straight from, you know, the source, is basically they took a handful of residential houses, let's say, and they put out mosquito collecting traps.
Okay.
And what they found is, like, before and after treatment, they're, honest to God, there was a 75% to 80% reduction, you know, before treatment and then after treatment. And then the way that Demand CS works too, which is crazy, it's something called microencapsulation. So let's say a mosquito lands on that pesticide droplet, right? So that mosquito doesn't immediately die, but he flies off somewhere else. He's now depositing these pesticide molecules wherever he lands. So it's just
interesting.
Yeah. The way you know, pesticides have evolved is crazy. So it really, really works. So I don't know.
Wow.
I know.
No, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
It's like they say, like when you put boric acid, that's what we always used, right? Whenever, like, because I grew up where there was a lot of apartments.
Yeah, boric acid is more for, like, roaches.
Yes. And my mom would be like, my mom would have it all along because she was just one of those. You know, when you live in apartments, people are constantly moving, and my mom's like, I don't want their suckers running over here.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Primarily what my dad deals with is multifamily dwellings. Like, we do lots of housing authorities.
Really?
I've seen it all. Yeah. So, you know,
oh my
and
gosh.
You, of course, you know, you're doing like 100 unit apartments, and then you have a handful of them that are like pristine, but then you have that one person that's like a hoarder and he's like just corrupting the whole building.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
he's like the bad apple, right?
Yeah. And then they can't get him out of there. And
my gosh. Yeah. And so with the boric acid, my mom would say, well, you know, because it's on their feet and they're walking back, so they're taking it back home. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, I couldn't stand it. That's why, like, my mom, and it didn't matter how clean you were. If they, listen, someone moved, they got to go somewhere, right? So
yeah.
I get that. I hats off to you because I say I cannot stand them. But I sent you two emails while we've been talking.
Okay.
The first email, it's labeled Google and Facebook marketing. It's the $249 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. The other one is labeled client dashboard analytics. They both came from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The client dashboard analytics, it just gives you an overview of the reporting system, okay, on how you track your results with us. Now, I also sent you two text messages to your phone. You do get text messages, right, on this number we're speaking on? Okay.
Yep.
So if you could just take a look and make sure you receive both. One will have my contact information so that you just have for your records, although it's still on the emails, but I like to send it anyways. And then the second one, it says customer services phone number. We also sent you your login credential, okay, to log into your tracking and reporting system. If you try to log into it, Bobby, it's not going to work right now because the technician has to create that, so it should start working within 5 to 7 days. But we like to send it to you anyways ahead of time.
Yep.
I would highly recommend that you save the 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash so that way you always have our phone number, okay?
Yep. One second. My phone's being funny right now.
That's okay. Probably because we're on the phone right now.
I'm gonna hit the end button. I'm gonna hit the power button. If we disconnect, just call me back. I'm taking it away from my face, and you know.
I know you didn't hang up on me. It's okay.
Okay, there we go.
It's okay. I won't take it personal that you hung up on me.
All right, so this number here, 1-877-635, save that.
6225, save that number under local, like as in your local area, and then splash, like a splash of water.
Okay. So local splash.
Uh-huh.
All right. Done.
Okay, perfect. All right, now, we're just going to be verifying information. So is your first name Robert and you go by Bobby?
Yes, correct.
Okay. What's your last name, Bobby?
Muro, M-U-R-O.
M-U-R-O? Okay.
Yeah.
And then the phone number that should be listed for the business, which is also the number that I see on the website, 860-707-9643, correct?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And that's also
and that,
the best number for
be,
us to contact you.
Yes, so that might be subject to change, you know, as I expand
okay.
and grow, because that's my personal cell number. So I'm
of course.
Be, yeah, looking into just getting a second cell
like
phone specifically
yeah.
for my company, right? It's
absolutely.
Just professional and, you know, everything like
of
that.
Of course. Yeah, and if that ever happens, just let us know so that we can
yeah,
update it,
yeah,
okay?
Yep.
Now, where we're going to verify the business is that I see an address associated with your business, 74 Trevi. I think I'm pronouncing
yes.
it right. T-R-E-B-B-E Drive.
Trevi Drive, yep.
Trevi Drive. And that's Manchester, Connecticut, 06040, right?
Correct, yep.
Now, I'm assuming this might be your residence?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yep.
We're going to hide the address. That address will not appear anywhere on Google, okay? So it will
okay.
be hidden.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, for the billing, okay, the card that you're using, is that in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. How does your name read on the card?
Exactly how it's spelled. It's Robert Muro.
Okay. M-U-R-O? Okay.
Yep.
And then same billing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American
MasterCard.
Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. Yep. Give me 1 second here. It's so funny because your last name, there's also like in Spanish, there's a last name like that, and they say Muro, but it's with two R's.
Yeah, you know, all of my 32 years on this earth, I've never met anyone with the same last name as me. And
no,
Sorry, go ahead.
It's similar. Oh, no, go ahead. I was going to say it's similar to a last name in Spanish, but it has two R's.
Yeah, so my last name's Italian, and I guess it means builder of walls.
No way, really?
I guess that's what my ancestors used to do. I don't know.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, you know, my brother-in-law, he's Italian, and his last name is, everybody pronounces it Mercica, but I guess that's not the way you're supposed to pronounce it. I forget how you pronounce it, and it's spelled different. So some of his family in New York, they spell it different than the way he spells it. So somehow, somebody's grandpa changed the spelling of it. I don't know what happened, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And you were going to say, I'm sorry?
No, I was just going to say a funny story. So one of my best friends, his name's Mike Flint, and he too, right, he's
uh-huh.
the same age as me. He's never met anybody with his last name.
Right.
So this is a couple years ago. He was like 26, 27. He goes to a place in Vernon to get his hair cut one day.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the barber is like chatting him up. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, like, what's your name? He's like, Mike Flint. And the guy, like, stops dead in his tracks. He's like, what did you just say? He's like, my last name's Flint. He's like, we have to be, like, relatives in some way. So now he
no
gets
way.
His haircut for free for the rest of his life.
Are you serious?
The guy, yeah, yep. The guy's like, just always come and see me. He's like, I'm convinced we have to be, you know, relatives. And,
no way. That is
yeah,
so crazy.
Funny.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, and he gets a free haircut out of it. Why not? There's just some last names that are not common. Like, I have a friend, she's like, if you run across anybody with my last name, they are definitely related to me. Because her family originates from Spain. And so there
yeah.
is like very few out here with that last name. Okay, so let's see. I want to put a security question on your account here with us, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We could do mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what was her maiden name?
Straight.
Straight?
Exactly as it's spelled.
Exactly
yeah.
as it's spelled? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
And then I know you said it was a MasterCard, and what's the card number whenever you're ready?
Yep, it's 5144.
Uh-huh.
7400.
Okay.
0984.
Uh-huh.
And then 3688.
Expiration month and year?
0127.
And the CBB code on the back?
386.
386. Okay. So before I process your payment, Bobby, I'm going to be walking you through. It's called a 90-second voice verification recording. And it's okay. For your protection because I have you at that discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So it's going to go over the billing date. It's going to go over the amount. It's a two-month verbal agreement. It goes over if you need to cancel to call 3 business days before your billing is due. However, when I'm walking you through it, if there is something that you do not understand, please stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Gotcha. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So this is where you would say exactly how you want us to list it on the first page of Google, please.
Okay. Bug Zapper.
And that's with Z-A-P-P-E-R, correct?
Correct.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Muro, owner / CEO, I guess, just owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Robert, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we know you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the phone. All we're asking is that you respond to us within 24 business hours. Now, be aware that you might get some calls from other companies that are going to try to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to pay more money. If in the event you're not sure if it's us on the line or not, just always ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means here, okay, is we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so that way we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to.
Yeah,
okay?
No, I don't plan on it.
Yeah. Now, you're like, this is good enough, right?
Yeah. And then I have something with Angie's List going on right now, too. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
so
my dad's going to be giving me a bunch of leads as well.
You're so like, I think right now I'm good.
I'll have my hands full, I'm sure.
Absolutely. So. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 25th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, Bobby, is that your second payment will be charged on May 25th, 2024 in the discounted amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So what that means is once your term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I texted you and told you to save, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we do ask that you at least contact customer support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So just make sure you call 3 business days before the 25th if you need to pause it or cancel it, okay?
Gotcha.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, before I update your package and process the payment, Finance does want me to let you know that if you wanted to pay for 3 months, they offer it to you discounted at $700. So basically what it's giving you is like $146 savings. 6 months is $1,300, and then for the year is $2,500. These are just other options for you that Finance did want me to mention, okay?
We'll stick with the monthly for right now.
With the month-to-month. And always know that those are available for you at any time. So if you decide...
If I call back.
Yeah, just call me and say, hey, Nadine, I want to go ahead and switch over. Make sure you call me at least before the next billing is due, so that way we can get you those rates, okay? So I'm updating the package. In a couple minutes, you're going to receive a receipt. Robert or Bobby. My uncle's name is Robert, and I call him Uncle Bobby. So
yeah, as long as you don't call me Bob, because people like to piss me off because they know I don't like the name Bob. Because my father has the same name as me, and when we get together at the family functions. He's Bob, I am Bobby, and then I have another cousin, and he's Little Bobby. So
no way.
It gets real confusing around family time, but
Oh my gosh. So it's a common name in your family. It's so funny because my husband's name is Anthony. My brother's name is Anthony. My husband does not like to be called Tony. And sometimes I'll hear some of the members at church will tell him, oh, how's brother Tony doing? And I'm like, oh my gosh, don't call him that.
Don't call him that.
He does not like to be called Tony. And I just laugh and I'm all, oh, Anthony's doing good. You know, now my dad, on the other hand, they call him Tony. They call him Anthony, you know, so he gets both. But my husband's like, he just doesn't like Tony for whatever reason. And it's like, okay.
I get it.
How does your schedule look, Bobby, for tomorrow for your client interview? So what we do is we'll block out an hour, and the client interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer. I mean, basically they're crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, but I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you because it could take between 30 to 40 minutes. Sometimes a little bit longer, just depends on how many questions or details you have.
I can do it probably like noontime tomorrow.
Okay. And you are 3 hours ahead of us. So
yes.
I have appointments starting as early as 10 o'clock your time, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2. I mean, I have appointments going through the whole day, except for 2 to 3 I don't have. Or no, 3 to 4 I don't have.
3 to 4 your time?
3 to 4 my time is the only time that's not available. But I have appointments going later on in the day, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
So 4 to 5 would put me at what, 7?
This is your time. Whatever time I'm giving you is your time. So if I say 4 to 5, that means it's 4 to 5 your time. Mm-hmm.
All right, you said you had one for 6 to 7?
I do. Uh-huh. Your time.
Okay. Yeah, that would be fine.
Would that work good for you? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to also send you this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that they're going to be calling you between 6 and 7 o'clock your time. Now, we will call you from an 877 number, so just make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason you're in the middle of something, Bobby, and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay. And we'll send you that reminder an hour before. So let me send you that invite. And I probably only need about maybe 5 minutes tops, and then we'll be all set. Okay.
Okay.
Now, as far as like with the services, I'm looking at your website, general pest control, rodent, mosquito tick, biting flies. Is that what you want me to notate?
Yes. Yeah. Those are all my licenses. So.
Okay. Perfect. and then residential and commercial, right?
I primarily want to target residential.
Okay. So let me put that there then.
Yep.
And this is just to kind of give notes to my technicians so that they know where to start from.
Yeah.
But of
yeah.
course, they'll go over more yeah. with you on keywords and stuff. Okay. And then licensed and insured or in the process?
Yes. Yes. Nope.
Okay.
Licensed, insured, registered with the state of Connecticut.
Awesome.
Everything's done. Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, what about Facebook? Have you started that page yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. We're going to create it for you. You do have a personal page? Like a personal Facebook?
Yes, I have a personal
okay.
Facebook, yes.
What are you listed under? Just Robert Murrow?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay.
Robert W. Murrow. I believe I have my middle initial in there.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can find it. Now, here's the thing. We're going to build you the business Facebook page. It's going to be created through your personal page. You're going to have access to it. No one's going to see your personal page. Okay, it's just how they're all created. So do you remember what your profile picture looks like? I say that because a lot of us don't even – I don't always go on my – I go on my Facebook more when I'm searching up businesses, surprisingly.
it's just me. It's me in the gym. There's a photo of me kind of just like – crouch down.
Okay.
Are you looking for my Facebook page?
I'm looking for it.
Hold on, let me. So I am Bobby W. Murrow.
Bobby W. Murrow. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, I think I found you. Yep, there you are. Okay, perfect.
Hi.
Awesome. All right. I was looking, you'd be surprised. All of a sudden, I'm getting all these murals, and I'm like, okay, that's not him. Okay.
Long
awesome.
Hair.
Yeah, I see that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, you know how you were talking about the phone number, right? So
yes.
You have an option. It is not going to cost you more money, Bobby, but instead of us listing your physical phone number, okay, we can put a tracking number that's linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store, and this will allow you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls. Do you want us to put a tracking number, or do you want us to put your actual phone number listed? Totally up to you.
Does that cost anything extra?
Nope. Absolutely not. Doesn't cost you anything. It's included.
Text now or something, or
it'll be like an actual phone number, right? But when they call that number, it's going to ring to your phone. The reason for the tracking number is also to avoid a lot of spam calls.
Okay.
So if you're undecided,
we can hold off on that for now.
Okay.
I'll
if for some
it.
Reason, let's say you decide, even tomorrow, if you decide, you know what, I want the tracking number, we can add it or add it later on. It does not cost you anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Now, your Facebook page, we can target up to 50 miles with the Facebook ads. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to target, because I know you talked about a 45-minute drive, but how far do you want to target? Because 45 minutes could be could actually be 20 miles, depending on traffic, you know?
A 50-mile radius is fine.
50 is good? Okay.
Yeah, 50 is good.
And we can always scale it back if we need to. There's always changes that we can make, okay? And then when we communicate with you, Bobby, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text. Text first and then like turn it into a phone call.
Okay, so text and phone is how I'm going to list it. Okay. And then what are your hours of operation?
I really don't have any. When I worked for my father, I was working as early as 5 a.m. to as late as 6 p.m. So.
Well, let's go by your phone hours. What are typically your phone
hours? Phone hour, 9 a.m. to whenever. So
you
I'm usually up every single day.
You want to say 9 to say 7? or six?
Yeah. 9 to 7 works. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to put like a Monday through Friday? That doesn't mean that you can't schedule something on a Saturday or Sunday. I mean, that's up to you, but.
Yeah, Monday through Friday. That's fine.
Okay. Do you do any type of emergency rodent services?
So the only, when I worked for my father, once again, the only thing we deemed as an emergency was live wasps in someone's house.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have what's called like chew through nests. You know, a yellow jacket's will make a nest inside someone's wall through an opening on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
And then what happens is, you know, as a byproduct of respiration, it kind of like weakens the structural integrity of the sheetrock. And then someone
really?
Will see it. Yeah, oh, my God, this has happened so much. Someone will, like, see a wet spot on their wall or maybe even on their ceiling.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, you know, what the hell is that? Thinking it's a leak. So then they, you know, touch it, and their finger goes right through it. And now all of a sudden they have hundreds of bees in their house.
Really?
So I, too, will, you know, extend any type of emergency services. But, yeah, it was, yeah. I've seen some crazy stuff. Yeah, I've seen some
crazy
gosh.
Stuff. I had, not to get off subject, but we had one time where my cousin was looking out my slider back door, and she's like, I think you got a nest or something of bees all over. I mean, it was like crazy covered outside, and I was like freaking out. So we ended up discovering that I guess there was a beehive, and it fell. So
okay.
I guess the queen was still in there, so we were able to get someone to come out that, like, kind of saves them, doesn't kill them.
They were honeybees. Yeah, they were honeybees.
Yeah. I was like, I don't care what they were. Get those things out of here.
Yeah, I had
I was
talking about
out.
Emergency calls. It was, like, 6 p.m., I forget what day, and it was to a condo complex, and this woman was hysterical. Because I guess her 94-year-old mother went outside. She had, like, this little back patio area.
Uh-huh.
And there was a chair, and on top of the chair there were two cushions. But the cushions were sandwiched together. And I guess they had been sitting out there for a couple of years.
Right.
So the top of one of the cushions was no longer a cushion. So she went to go pick these cushions up, and the yellow jackets actually made their nest in between these two cushions. So when this 94-year-old lady picked it up, because she was going to, like, throw it away, I guess, lit up. So I took a video of it, and, you know, I love encountering just, like, bizarre things like that. You know,
oh, my gosh.
It's interesting. So, you know, I have a whole photo album dedicated to, you know, some of the things I've seen. I get back, and I show my father, and, you know, my dad's like, Bobby, he's like, in all of my 30 years, he's like, I've never seen bees make a nest in between two cushions.
Really?
Yeah, just totally
that's
bizarre
just
stuff.
Crazy. Oh, my gosh, that poor lady.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes. And especially her age, too, you know what I mean? You just never know.
Yeah, and her daughter was, like, so grateful. She's like, oh, my God, thank you so much. I'm like, you're welcome. Like. You don't want to know what your condo association's paying for me to be here, but yeah, of course.
Yeah, right.
I think my dad at the time was charging like $450 for, you know, even if we just step foot on the property. Any emergency is just, you know.
Yeah. Well, for sure.
Anyways.
Well,
yeah.
Thank goodness you were to the rescue. What forms of payments do you take? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards, Cash App, PayPal?
So literally this weekend, I'm downloading. It's called BrioStack. It's specifically for pest control. It's, you know, your invoicing software as well as your billing.
So oh, good.
I'm going to be looking into that this weekend. So I'm hoping through their platform I'll be able to, you know, charge with credit cards and, you know, things like that.
Yeah,
As of right now, it's just check or cash. But I'm going to... Pulling the trigger on tons of stuff this week.
No worries. Just let us know, and then we'll update it, okay?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
The last two things is I need you to find, they were sent by email and also by text message. There's one that says action. It's for Google verification, photos needed, and then there's one that says initial invoice. So whichever one you find first.
slash invoice action needed?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So I want to go over this one with you. So this is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. As you know, Google does video verifications now.
I did not know that, but.
Yeah. So before, back in the day, it was like you got a postcard in the mail, right? Well, now they're switching over to video verification, which is a lot better for you because it's weeding out.
Quicker. Yeah.
It's quicker, and it's also getting rid of the guys that aren't the legitimate businesses that are taking away business from guys like you that are. Okay?
Gotcha.
So we send you a list of items that we need photos of, and there is a link that you can upload them to. And whichever ones you do have, send them. The ones that you don't have, Bobby, don't worry about it. Okay? So, for example, send us a picture of work tools and or work equipment, your work truck or work van with the license plate showing. Send us a photo of your business license, business insurance, business registration, a business card that you might hand out. Send us a picture of your workspace. Your workspace could be like, let's say you store your equipment in a corner in the garage. Send us a picture of that. Typically, with the video verification, from what I understand, they say it's a lot easier when you do it when you're like at an actual like job, because you got everything there, like your tools, your truck or van. You know what I mean?
So I mean, like after we hang up now. So I have two vehicles. One's my pride and joy, my Mustang, but the other is what I use
for
every
work.
Day, just to drive. But it's also my work truck. I have all my equipment in there.
Perfect.
I have another room in my house that has even more equipment, and then I have an office space, a dedicated office space on the first level of my
Perfect.
House.
Perfect. Set pictures
so
of all that.
I don't have business cards yet. Once again, like I said,
that's okay. Don't worry about it. You got business license and insurance or registration. Send that. Send us what you can.
Okay.
Just send us what you can. What you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. And there's a link. You can upload it there or you can email it, whatever's easiest for you. Now, the other one that I need you to find is the one that says initial invoice. It would have came either before or after the welcome one.
Yep.
And it'll go on to say, Dear Robert, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep, initial invoice. Yep.
Click on where it says, click here to accept your subscription terms. You'll click on that.
Yep.
Now it takes you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. You're going to go towards the bottom where it says mobile phone and make sure it's your phone number listed there.
Yep.
And then the two little boxes underneath, you're going to click in both because one is agreeing to accept text messages from us. You got that. You signed your name at the bottom.
Yep.
Okay. And it should take you to a page that's asking you to put in a username and password once you confirm your signature. Make sure you type your name exactly as it reads there and that you've clicked in the two little boxes.
Okay. Name and password. Yep.
Beautiful. So remember earlier that text message I sent you for customer support and it has the username and password? This is actually where you would put that username and password.
Okay.
So remember, it's not going to work right now because they got to create all that. So within 5 to 7 days, I would try it. So remember tomorrow, we'll call you between 6 and 7 o'clock. If I'm not on a call or in another meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to your tech. Okay?
Okay, very good.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
All right. So we will talk tomorrow then. Okay? Any other questions for me?
That should just about cover it, I think.
All right. So we will talk to you tomorrow. If you have any other questions, feel free and reach out. Okay? I'm available.
All right. Of course.
All
right. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.